We, for some reason, have quite a lot fewer southern right whales off the Cape Coast this year than in many of the previous years. An aerial survey very recently done by the University of Pretoria counted 200 whales in the area. That's between September 30 and October 5. And that is the second lowest number of southern right whales along the shore since 1995. Last year was an all-time record, 536 cow-calf pairs on the same stretch of coastline. Dr. Els Vermeulen is counting whales in Malaysia, research manager of the Mammal Research Institute Whale Unit of the University of Pretoria. Els, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's Elsa, probably, isn't it, rather than just Els? No, it's actually
Els. No, it's just Els. Yeah, it's a Flemish name. I'm from Belgium.
Ah, okay. I was worried that your parents had forgotten to put an A and E. A or an E. Look, you don't know because you can't ask the southern right whales why there's so few of them. But what's the best guess?
So the best guess we're having at this moment is that the issues related to food availability in the southern ocean. So we're seeing less whales completing the migration to South Africa, and the females that have the strong motivation to migrate to give birth to their calves are doing so in a lower frequency. So instead of calving every 3 years, the females are needing an extra year to recover and calving only every 4 years. So all of this points towards energy levels, which suggest food availability is an issue.
And that's food availability where? Well, you say the Southern Ocean,
exactly.
But more specific.
Yeah, it would be south of South Africa, between 50 and 60 degrees south. Southern Ocean, vast Southern Ocean.
And so they're just hanging around there instead of using the less energy they have because they've not been able to eat as much food as they would in years of bounty to give them the energy to swim all the way up to our coast.
Yes, exactly. What we're trying to investigate, first of all, is to pinpoint the exact location of the feeding grounds. And we do this through stable isotope analysis of skin samples. So the only information we really have on feeding grounds comes from the old historical whaling data. So in order to update that information and look at where whales are feeding now, we're looking at stable isotope analysis, and this is going to point us to the area. Where whales migrate to, they will leave Southern Ocean very likely in winter due to the adverse weather conditions in the Southern Ocean at the time of year. However, if we're not seeing them in coastal South Africa, they're likely just further offshore where we can't see them on our surveys. However, where exactly that is, we don't know at this point.
But you do think it's not a population collapse. It is to do with the distribution of the population rather than the fact that somehow mysteriously over the last year there are many, many, many fewer southern right whales just generally.
No, exactly. So the population is still increasing. It's only at a slower rate than what it used to be, but the population is still doing fine. The population is increasing, and it is indeed rather a distribution shift further away from the shore, which does not allow us to see them necessarily for our whale-watching activities or the coastal whale-watching. Yeah.
Okay, so the concern then is primarily, well, you've got to be concerned about declining fish stocks, food stocks for apex creatures like whales in oceans. But in terms of South Africa, obviously there are potentially at least implications for the tourist economy, which is based around looking at whales or being in a place where whales are part of the environment. But there's no huge concern for the population of the species itself.
This question is twofold. So, on the concern in terms of tourism, yes, there would be a great concern. Legislation of the tourism does not allow boats to approach females with calves. It only allows to approach the unaccompanied adults, what we call, which would be the males or the resting females. Yet those numbers have plummeted to extremely low numbers. So, on our count this year, we counted only 10 of those in October. Which means that a lot of the boat-based whale-watching are almost forced to approach females with calves because it's the only kind of whale they're finding.
Yeah.
In terms of the concern for the population, in terms of the calving interval increasing and females struggling with the reproduction, I would be concerned for the population. We see the increase rate decreasing over time. We're also noticing females possibly leaving the breeding grounds earlier than normal, which raises the questions, are the calves ready to start the migration? And if not, then this will affect calf survival in the long run. So it's something we can't necessarily see at this point, and something that will be clear in the data in a couple of years' time.
Thank you very much for talking to us from Batchok in Malaysia, Dr. Els Vermeulen, Research Manager of the Mammal Research Institute, which is based at the University of Pretoria.